Hello, Illini fans. Welcome to another edition of Keds Recruiting Roundup. Today, my guest is Cole Rusk, a former Rock Island Rock. Kind of happy about that, considering that's my alma mater as well, who just recently committed to the University of Illinois as a tight end. Cole, thanks for being with us this evening. How are you?
Good, good, good. Thanks for having me on.
So tell us how this journey started. I mean, obviously you went to Rock Island, you went to was Eastern Michigan, then Murray State. So, I mean, you don't have to go into personal details, but, you know, the transfer situation, you know, how'd that work out for you? And then what made you decide to get into the portal for a third time?
Yeah, no. So I'm coming out of high school. I was a COVID kid. Didn't really get the full recruiting process. Kind of COVID hit on a Wednesday, and I had a visit at Illinois on a Friday and Iowa on Saturday, or one of the two. So those were my two. COVID hit on Wednesday, shut everything down. Every school called and said, hey, we're just going to keep our guys for the COVID year. Kind of just panicked, ended up calling Eastern Michigan without visiting. Took the offer, said I'm coming. I never visited. I just showed up. Then later on, played a season there, redshirted. I got mono. I got sick really fast. Lost a bunch of weight, kind of just got put behind. And then next season was on some depth charts, but still didn't really play much. And then right after that season, I kind of decided I think it's going to be best to bet on myself and go try and play somewhere. Went to Murray, was blessed enough to get the opportunity to play there and show my skills, and was blessed to have a good season. And then after Murray, I was sitting on my couch, was on Twitter, and it just popped up that they might change the rule. And then that kind of switched everything right there, and ended up getting the chance to enter the portal again and started talking to some pretty big schools.
So let me ask you, because I mean, when you said out of high school, you were recruited by Illinois and Iowa. So was it the Lovie Smith staff that recruited you out of high school?
Oh, like when we say like recruited, it was kind of just like some visits, you know, and stuff like that, like junior day visits. It wasn't really like hardly recruited. For me, I was a wide receiver in high school. So, you know, when you say you're going to go play Big Ten tight end, you know, they got to see you at 235. And I didn't get that weight until my senior year. And then so obviously I had a big senior year. I think I was going to be one of those late recruited guys, like, you know, who gets a chance late. And then obviously COVID moving my season back to spring. I didn't get that chance. And so I just had to sign. But yeah, no, I did talk to a lot of big schools, went to a lot of camps, and went on a lot of junior day visits and visits to some pretty big places.
So when you went into the portal for the third time or to transfer, I mean, you listed a few schools. I mean, I believe it was, I missed some, please excuse me, it was Texas A&M was one of them. Can you list some of the other schools that were involved with you?
Yeah, no, I was talking to Houston, Texas A&M, Ole Miss, Cal, Washington State, Tulane, James Madison. I think that was most of them.
Well, so a lot of people felt, because they knew your father had wrestled in Illinois, a lot of people thought this was in the bag, and I knew it wasn't. Can you explain, you know, how that process worked out with Illinois? Because, again, some people felt, well, his dad wrestled in Illinois, and this has been in the works for a month. That's not true, or is there any truth to that rumor?
No, it was kind of crazy. So basically entered the portal, and within 45 minutes to an hour, I think Texas A&M offered. And so right off the bat, had a really good relationship with them. Was talking to them as some other schools offered, and talking to, you know, people. It's kind of like speed dating. And so I said that I was going to visit to Texas A&M, and I felt really good about it. And then later, last Thursday, I got a call that they were going to back out. And just like that, within 15-second call or 30-second call, I got told that I couldn't go there anymore. They were going to keep a kid. And so still kind of frustrated with the Illinois situation, because I'm hearing that people are trying to talk to them, and they're just not really, you know, I didn't hear anything from them at all. And I didn't know why. I just thought maybe, you know, they weren't going to take a tight end, or they weren't going to, you know, they weren't looking for one. But I knew my research. I knew that they needed one. So ended up getting a call from the tight ends coach, and it kind of just happened so fast. They kind of explained what they're going through with deciding, you know, Tip deciding if he's leaving or not in the scholarship spot. And so once we started talking, then it hit full blast.
So explain your history, you know, and, you know, real quick with your father and your passion. I know I interviewed you for Illini Guys, and one of the things you told me was how many times you visited. So explain your history and your family and your passion for wanting to play for Illinois.
Yeah, no, I mean, I was born an Illinois fan throughout my entire life. Grew up a big Illinois fan through all the ups and downs. Went to so many games as a kid. I mean, I've probably been to 20 games, 30 games of football and basketball combined, and wrestling, I guess, too. Just a real big fan. I always enjoyed watching those games and going to those games, a big time stadium. I mean, that as a kid, that's what you dream of. And so when I got the call from Coach Bielma that they wanted to offer me, it was just truly like a dream come true. And it kind of just, I don't know, I was speechless, honestly. Obviously he was just like, all right, well, we offered you, but you still haven't committed. And I was like, I understand him. But just the moment that he offered me was just like, wow, you know, I really completed my dream that little Cole had.
Well, that's really good to hear, because a lot of players at the Division I level, they grow up fans and they don't get a chance to participate or to play at the Division I level, number one. But then you're getting an opportunity to play for your home state university. What is it like? I mean, Coach Bielema is from the Quad City area. You're from the Quad City area. You know, you and I talked about another local product that's on the team, Matthew Bailey, a defensive back from Moline, Illinois. Do you think the tide is turning a little bit, you know, because most of the kids in this area, a lot of them go to Iowa. Do you think Coach Bielema is making some groundwork and, you know, to try to turn some of these players, local players, into Fighting Illini?
No, he definitely is. That's one specific thing I can say that for all the listeners, like we talked about specifically, is Coach Bielma told me he thinks that 2 years ago, if I was at Rocky, or 3 years ago, I would have probably went to Illinois. He thinks kind of the situation that it is now, like where, you know, like we just talked about, lots of kids go to Iowa and stuff like that. No, he wants to recruit this area hard, and he knows the staff before didn't do a good job of that. And so he's taking pride in this area and getting good kids out of this area. And not only are the kids out of this area just good recruits, but then they've produced so far on the field. I mean, obviously Matthew had an injury, but still is like an unbelievable player for Illinois. And so, is the other linebacker.
Okay. So what, as far as, you know, you're getting on the field, you know, you'll have 2 years of eligibility remaining, correct?
Yep.
So what do you think it's going to take? I know you said there's things that you want to work on because, you know, from the film that I've seen, what I think is unique about you is that you were a wide receiver. And I know how fast you are. And a lot of people may not know that. But, you know, is there certain things that you want to work on? And what is it going to take in your mind to get on the field to help the University of Illinois succeed next year?
Yeah, no, I think a lot of it for me that I want to do is physically, you know, I want to keep continuing and growing my body and, you know, getting bigger, getting stronger, even getting faster and quicker. I know that the kids I'm about to go against are real deal. And not saying, I mean, I was in the Missouri Valley. I mean, people don't know about the Missouri Valley, then I don't know if they college football. I mean, it's one of the best conferences in college football, period, any level. And so getting ready for the Big Ten, though, is going to be different. And obviously a lot bigger kids and stuff like that. So I think a lot of blocking, run blocking, and pass blocking will be something that I really want to take pride in.
Okay, last question. I mean, I know you talked to a number of other schools, like you mentioned, when you went in the transfer portal. You visited Illinois. Tell us what the visit was like, the campus, the environment. And then, you know, what is Coach Bielema and the staff like, you know, when they recruit someone? For people who may not, you know what Coach Bielema is like, or, you know, his, you know, the feel that they have, and your thought on the facility and the campus in general.
Yeah, no. I think Coach Bielema is just trying to bring in good people. I think good people make the right, like, you know, organization, and winning teams usually have the most good people on the staff and in the locker room. And so, I mean, with me, I think that we're getting a, I, I, I mean, I can say this because I know it. I'm a good guy and a good culture guy, and I just want to win. And I told him that, and so he knew that. And I think we're just trying to build a winning culture and just continue to work. Coach Bielma takes pride in Illinois and loves it, and he's got a family, and he's a good great dad, and so I think we're moving in the right direction.
What were your thoughts on the facilities? I mean, I know you've seen the stadium, but like as far as the weight room, and I mean, it's been remodeled, the Smith Center and everything. What were your thoughts on
that? Yeah, no, that was my first time in there, and it was incredible. I mean, really, I mean, yeah, it was wild. I mean, they got everything you need there. It's legit, and that was my first time even seeing it. And so it was really cool. The locker room was really awesome. The players' lounge, I mean, even the coaching, the offices, the meeting rooms, I mean, they're all next level. It was really nice. The weight room was incredible.
Okay, and you're going to start classes this spring semester, right?
Yep, I'm working on enrolling right now. I'm getting that finished up. And then, yeah, no, this next week I'll plan to move in.
Well, hey, Colt, thank you. Congratulations. I mean, this is a really special time for you. I know, like, you know, you said you grew up a fan and you've been to the stadium, you know, 15, 20, 30 times growing up watching the games. And now, you know, for your dad being a former Illini and your family and the people in the Quad Cities are really ecstatic. You know, I know you've been all over the place with media interviews. And so congratulations to you. We wish you much success. And thank you for being a guest on Kedge Recruiting Roundup.
No, thank you for having me. Go Illini.